Blog Talk Radio.
I stumbled on this photograph. It kind of made me laugh. It took me way back. Down memory lane, I see the happiness, I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane, I see her standing there, such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare, look at there, look at there. The way you help me, no.
To the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. I'm right on time tonight. Setting up. I'm almost all set up. Thought I was going to need another song. But we good. How's everybody doing out there tonight? The weather sure changed. It was nice earlier. All of a sudden, I went outside tonight. Run to the store, was the hawk was there. I see all the callers on the line. Thank you for the people who come in early. Thanks for the people who be coming on late. We've been having all the shows, not just my show. The Monday night show Humble X Vision with Dre show, the Wednesday night show, The Point of Impact. I mean, Let's Talk About It. Sunday show, The Point of Impact, and Saturday, DJ Ray Boogie, where he played 45 minutes of old school music. We've been having an overwhelming amount of support through the listeners and through the links, and I never want to let nothing like that go by without saying thank you to all the listeners, because like without the listeners, like, none of this is possible. I could get up here and I could ramble off and talk on the and do all that, but without the listeners, you know, none of it's possible. That's the battery in my back. That's the fuel to the fire. That's what make me want to keep going on and on and on. I don't think I got a guess. I might have somebody calling later. I'll wait. But I was really just thinking, from Friday to Friday, is so much that goes on in a person's life. It's so much that goes on in your day to day, just routine, your schedule, work, home, and all that stuff like that. That from Friday to Friday, I really have enough. I have enough content to just do a whole podcast off of just the things that happen in a 7-day period. If you think about it, we had the Buffalo Bills football player that went into cardiac arrest on the field. Something that hasn't happened, never happened in an NFL football game. It happened in basketball a couple of times with Len Bias. And I can't remember the other. I think it happened in baseball when a kid got hit in the heart with the ball, but never in football. They said that he was hit in the exact location. It's only one location in your heart. And I'm sure if anybody know about karate and you see old school karate movies, when Bruce Lee used to have the five fingers of death, and it's somewhere he could just touch you in a precise spot at the right time that could stop your heart. And that's what happened to the football player. I believe he's like only 23 years old, but you know he's still living. He's in ICU and he's in critical, but I heard he's feeling better. They said when he came out of the coma, he can't really talk because he had a trach. He was intubated with a breathing machine. So he just was writing on paper. And they said the first thing he wrote on the paper was, did his team win after having a heart attack? And they say the doctor said he don't know about the team, but you won. You won the game of life because you're still here. I thought tonight I was gonna do something different on this podcast, and that's why I labeled the podcast The Way We Were, because I got people that's close to me, and sometimes we just talk about, you know, things we talk about, the clothes we wore, the concerts we went to, the girls we dated, kid fights. We talk about the cars we drove, the food we ate, how it was growing up in the 70s and the 80s. And I found that, I was like, you know, that's a good conversation. I think I'm going to talk about it this week. I think we're going to talk about the way things were to how they are now. And I see everybody who on the phone lines, We don't have no children listening to this show. So I know everybody on here have some stories about growing up, either it's about you learned a lesson from a neighbor, a teacher, a friend, a mentor. Everybody got stories of growing up and how much the time. So, and I'm going to start it off. I'm going to be the first one to tell a story about, because I was born in the 60s. That's the, I call it the radical area, the radical times, you know, almost the ending of the freedom fighters time. And, you know, because believe it or not, we really not that far away from when we first was able to vote or integrate schools. We really not that far from freedom marches, boycotting of buses. Are we really not that far from that? All that stuff is like, what, 50 years ago? 50, 60 years ago? Some of us know about it more than others. I remember being young, like, we really didn't know about racism, at least on my block. I grew up on the east side of Patterson, 31st Street. And on my block, well, first I'll say, I believe my family was the first black family on my block, if not the first, the second. I remember having white neighbors. I don't remember having Spanish neighbors, but I remember having white neighbors, whites, blacks, and I think maybe some, I'm not sure if the Jamaicans was there yet, but I know later on in time when I was about 10 years old, I think we had a couple of Jamaicans move on my block. But basically, times were so different back then, like just so different. So anyway, I want everybody, I stopped doing this a long time ago because I hear everybody on the other shows doing it, begging people to press one and stuff like that. I'm not begging tonight. I'm just saying, if there's anybody that's listening to the show, tell my story, just press one. And if you remember when you got your first car, maybe it was a Pinto, a Chevy Nova. Maybe it was a hatchback or something. You know, we had all them Beetle cars and different things. Or the first time you wore bell bottoms, Pro Keds, Converse, your first kiss, your first date, first beating, first fight, you know, and all that other stuff. So what we going to do, I'm going to give everybody time, but I want everybody to come on here. So let's reminisce tonight. Let's bring back the 60s and the 70s and the 80s on this show. Let's tell some funny stories tonight. And we help the time go by. It's Friday. And everybody on the line, this is your Friday night right here. And it's okay to listen, but it's even better to participate. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give everybody time. I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to be the first one to start off with a childhood memory. And it don't matter if they good or bad, happy or sad, whatever you want to talk about. Let's just, we call this show is titled The Way We Were. or reminiscing or back down memory lane. Any one of those. So everybody stay tuned, and you'll, and we'll be right back after this song. And the people I see some people pressing one. We'll be right back after this song.
Wanna let you know, I'm proud to let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks. Did you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya. Sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your place. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got the slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Away from you, making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the size, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me you're my shoulder.
I love that record right there. Something about the, it's not even all about the words. It's about the music. Well, you know, I'm a I play instruments, so it's about the music, the beat, the rhythm. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. I'm gonna come to you in a minute. I see somebody press one. I'm gonna come to you in a minute. I just want to tell this quick story real quick, because this is the way we were, or back down memory lane. I could, and I, everybody knows, most of it is that I used to love playing baseball. And I might have even told this story before. I'm not really sure, but I'll tell it again. Like I said, I grew up on the east side of Paterson, New Jersey. Prominently black, but more white when I first moved there. So I can remember when I was about, I'll say about 8 or 9 years old, I was walking home from school. Me and the friends I usually walk home with, probably Robert Clyburn, Gary Wright, Eagle Green, Andre Hill, and we was walking home from school, and I seen a white man. He was playing catch. He had his baseball glove on. He was playing catch with his son. I was like 9 years old. His son probably was like 5 years old. And they was throwing the ball. He was throwing the ball back and forth on the sidewalk. And me and my friends came walking by. I didn't know anything about baseball, but it was something. It was something about that moment of watching that man playing catch with his son. Maybe deep down inside, maybe I wanted my father to play catch with me with a baseball. I really can't tell you what I felt or what I thought, but it was something intriguing. It was something interesting. So I stopped, and I stood there off to the side a little bit and watched him throw the ball to his son, and his son throw it back to him. And my friends, they called me, but they just kept walking home. And I just stayed there watching the guy throw the baseball back and forth. And my friends, they left. I was saying, wow, this little kid is like, I was 9. The kid looked about 5. So the white man, he noticed me watching him catch with his son. So he asked me, did I want to try? Like, I never even knew about a baseball glove or nothing. You know, I'm saying, yeah, I want to try. He took his son baseball glove off, gave it to me. I put the baseball glove on. First time I ever had a baseball glove on. And he told me to go down. First he threw it underhand, like lobbed it to me. He was like, you watch the ball into your glove, and you squeeze it. And with your right hand, you cradle it, and with your left hand, with the glove, you squeeze it. Underhand the ball to me. I caught it. He threw it back to him. He underhand the ball again to me again. I caught it. He said, I'm going to throw it overhand. Because he said, it seemed like you catch it now. He might have did it 3 or 4 times. I'm really not sure. I can't remember. It's like 50 years ago. So he started throwing the ball overhand to me like he was throwing it to his son. And every time he threw it, I just caught it. And he caught it. And he was amazed. He's like, you never played baseball before? I was like, no. Like, this is the first time I've had a baseball glove on. He's like, you a natural. He was asking me where I lived at. I lived on the next block, because he lived the block before me. So I told him I lived on the next block. He said, you want to play on a baseball team? Shit. I said, yeah. he was like, okay, what's your address? I told him my address. He said, I come to your house. My son is on a, both of my sons is on a baseball team. I'll come to your house and I'll ask your parents. Now that scared the hell out of me for him to come to my house and deal with my mother. That scared me. I didn't know what response he would give or what response she would give. So, you know, I waited for the time he said, and the time came. And just like he said, the white man pulled up in his car, two white kids in the back, his sons, Kevin and Kenny Wagner. He came to my house. He rung the doorbell. My mother came to the door. I don't really know the conversation that they had, but I was sure that he was telling my mother that he wanted to take me to the park and put me on a baseball team and stuff like that. And I don't know what happened, but all I know is that my mother, she said it was okay. This was a complete stranger. So we talking about 9 years old. We talking about maybe 1972. And I got myself together. I ran outside. I jumped in the car with him and his sons in the back seat. Took me to Eastside Park. He talked. The name of the team was the Riverside Vets. I'll never forget that. He talked to the coach. I don't know what he said. I don't know what the conversation was, but they gave me a glove, told me to go in the field. I was on the peewee team, the 9 and the 10 years old. And from that moment on, I fell in love with baseball. The first year we played, our 9 year, the first year, the peewee team, 9 and 10 years old, first year we played, we won a championship. The first year I ever played baseball, 9 years old, we won a peewee championship, 1972. And then I played in 1973 and 1974 and 1975 and 1976, 1977. I played from that time, 9 years old, into a sophomore in high school. But the moral of the story is I could go a lot of different ways about the baseball thing because I kind of messed that up myself. Because the older I got, the sorrier I got. The younger, when I was 9, I was good. When I was 10, I was good. When I was 11, when I was 12. But once I hit 13 and 14 and 15, the older I got, the sorrier I got. And what you think that's for? Because 13 years old, I started smoking marijuana. 13 and 14 years old, I started messing with girls. 14 and 15, I start hanging in the streets, committing petty crimes. And that just took away from my focus, away from baseball. But anyway, that's my story that I wanted to tell. Could you imagine nowadays a white man going to a black person house and telling them I'm going to take your son to Eastside Park, or I'm going to take him to a park or anywhere? That's unheard of. That's unbelievable. That's how much times have changed from the 70s until now, that it's a big change. It's a big change in time. So that's my story. I hope you enjoyed it. And if nobody else don't want to tell a story, I'll tell another one and another one. And if anybody know, I'm the greatest storyteller alive. Yes, I am. So we're going to go to, right now, let's go to a caller. Now I see the people pressing 1. Okay. Thank you, finally. But first, let me take to the one. He's been holding off for a minute. 7080, you live.
What's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I'm chilling, man. Just trying to hold on, you know?
Did you hear my story?
Hey, I'm sitting over here cracking up, right? Because I know your household. I could just imagine somebody walking to your house.
Yo,
shit, when
before,
I went going
before,
to your house to go.
What you say?
I said, I used to be scared to go see your kids over there.
My mother wasn't no joke.
Not at all.
Yeah, my pops was cool, though.
Laid back.
I gotta take the time out. Tell everybody this. Everybody do that. Everybody probably know your voice by now. This is Deshaun. You know,
Deshaun, you know, brother. What is it? Behind the wall. Prison call.
Oh, you remembered that, huh?
Yeah, behind the wall prison call. You heard?
This is the segment on the Keeping It Real with Deshaun podcast where we have the behind the wall prison call. That got a little twist to it,
a little kick.
But anyway, look, my man Deshaun, he been a frequent caller to the show. He always been a supporter to the show. We know he come out here sometime and sometimes he talk good and sometimes he razzle dazzle us. but it's all love, it's all positive. He made a substantial donation to the podcast today. So I would be less than a man or anybody if I didn't mention it. Even though he didn't tell me to mention it, I'm mentioning it on my own because we always talk about bad things and the bad things people do or say, but we don't really never talk about the good things people do. Here is a man that's been incarcerated. It don't even matter how many years. He's incarcerated. And he still had the fortitude and the consciousness and the support in nature to call me up and tell me to go by his mother house that he left something there, you know, just a donation for the show, being that he said I always been there for him, and he always been there for me. I mean, you know what I mean? Just because people call you from jail, it ain't always like for them out. Sometimes they help you out. I mean, he definitely helped me out about 5 years ago with some good information that I didn't know about that was going on with a female. He knew, I didn't even know. So, I mean, like, you never know. Sometimes you got to take them calls sometimes from jail. You know, I know we like to look at the phone sometime and like, oh, man, not them again. And I might be a victim of that too sometimes, you know, because sometimes you caught up in day-to-day living and a day-to-day life. But like I said, sometimes it's not always about you. It's about other people. Anyway, thank you for that, man.
No doubt,
got
man.
A lot of
you know,
love for you.
That's what the family do, man.
We've been talking a long time, even before this podcast started.
The facts. Facts.
You know what I mean? So I just wanted to get that out the way. So
I appreciate
it. Why don't you tell us a memory story of you? Because you ain't been in jail forever. So you got
just 19. I got locked up. I was 20, man. I'm about to be 40.
So you got some back down memory lane stories.
Man, I got some before my incarceration. Man, I can remember. Shit. Being in the streets, man, like, I was always a street dude. You know, I grew up in the city of Patterson, right around the corner from you. So
right.
I remember watching people fall off of motorcycles and shit, right? So I said I would never get on a motorcycle. But it's funny that I'm telling this story because I just shared this story with somebody this morning. I know my Uncle Stoney, may he rest in peace. You know, he always had a motorcycle, and I would never, never get on his motorcycle. So one day, I don't know what got into me. I don't know if it was the liquor or the weed, one of them. I was like, yo, take me around by the store so I can get something to eat real quick because he was leaving. Man, I regretted that day. As soon as I got on, he was like, all right. He revved the bike up. Bro, that driveway you was in earlier, he came out the driveway, turning towards 18th Ave, doing a woolly. So instead of him going to the left, he went to the right. And you know, over there on 33rd, they always had the fire hydrant on. So he went down the Vreeland Ave, came all the way back, so we could he woolly through the fucking water, bro. You talk about a person who was scared shitless. As soon as he stopped at the stop sign, I didn't make it to the store. He stopped at the stop sign. I got my ass off the goddamn bike. I've never been on a bike since. But that was an experience. That was something that me facing my fear. There was too much fear for me to be on that motherfucker. Huh?
It must be because you still remember it.
Hell yeah, that had an impact on me, man. Yeah, man, it is what it is. I appreciate you. I appreciate your show. I appreciate your sister. I appreciate everybody that calls in. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I don't push one and I be in the cut just listening to people talk. You know, I think my daughter listening here. Shout out to you, Adrian, if you are listening. Love you. My daughter in PA, you know, I was just on the phone with her. As you were setting up, I was trying to set her up to go through your Facebook page to go click on the link or whatever. But, even though I don't talk all the time, I try to listen as much as I can unless I'm on lockdown and I can't. But I'm going to try to make that a regular thing. Probably if I don't do it every month, it'll probably be every other month I make a donation to the show, man. Because a lot of times when I go through my situation, when I go through my situations, this show helped me out a lot. You know,
that's what's up.
You know, as I told you, my nephew got killed, you know, then I just found out my little cousin down south, she died giving birth to her child last Wednesday.
Yo, I knew her.
Who, Mimi?
I seen the picture. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my little cousin, man. They bringing her back up here. Huh?
I know her well. We used to run in some, even though she's much younger than me, she used to frequent some of the places I was at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a long time ago.
You know. So they bringing her back up here for the funeral service.
My condolences,
but,
man.
Yeah, man. Like one funeral should be this week, and I don't know when they having her funeral. So it's like this back-to-back shit, man. It gets to me. But, again, me coming, listening to this show, talking to you, talking to the listeners, you know, it makes me feel a lot better and more at ease because I'm surrounded by a bunch of ducks every day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some of these guys I'd be wanting to beat up, but to God be the glory because he have changed my mindset. And I know I'm going to be on the streets one day. So God has changed my mindset to do better. Because if you do better, you'll do better. And that's what my thinking is. If you knew better, you would do better. Now I done learned how to do some consequential thinking to become a better person that God has prescribed and subscribed and has ordained me to be. So to him be the glory. You know what I'm saying? That it's because of God I'm able to do what I do for you.
God is
it wasn't me. God gave that to you from me. He just used me as an instrument of him to donate to you.
Amen.
So I love you, man, and, you know, you got my number.
You too.
Hopefully you stored it. Don't think I'm a bill collector no more. Where Lisa at? She ain't on today?
She on here. She just listening right now.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
Let me say hello again.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, what's up? Sorry for your loss.
How are you? Huh?
How are you?
I'm blessed. just trying to stay out the way and sucker free and, you know, do what I need to do for me so I could be out there in the streets.
Yeah, it takes time. Like you said, it takes time. God,
I got
has
businesses
the right
to run.
That's when it happened. Yeah.
He did say in the Bible that in his time, not in my time, but in his time, he will exalt, you know, but, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell a little story about you.
About who?
You.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it was three of you. And your mom and your mom's husband used to walk out of school in the morning. And, you know, your two older brothers always was like knuckleheads acting up. But you always was the calm one. You always was the cool one, always stayed back to the sidelines. You know, you was a good kid. I ain't saying that anything could ever happen to you, but I just always remember you being one of the good kids walking with your parents to school while your brother's acting up and everything, but, you know, you kept it cool. You know, I just want to let you know that you're the same person, you're just in an adult body. You know what I mean? Like, the things you're doing, you already had it in you since you was a kid. You're just bringing it out now. That's all I wanted to let you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He always been a knucklehead.
I learned from you. That's because I follow just your footsteps.
I'm joking. I can still see you coming up 31st Street with that slow, cool walk.
Just trying to make it, man.
Yeah.
But I tell you this, man, and outside of my house, if y'all know, outside of my house, y'all house raised me.
Yeah.
I spent more time on your front porch than I did my own.
A lot of people did.
He water balloon fights, fist fights.
And everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
You know who my biggest crush was? That's probably one of the reasons I stayed over there.
Who?
Nicole.
Oh, my sister's daughter.
That was my biggest crush.
I think that was everybody's crush.
that was my biggest crush.
That's what I think.
I tell you this. Up until, because I always thought, Lisa, I always thought you was younger, right? I always thought Nicole was your sister.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
And I was like, your mother? Who? And she's like, yeah, Lisa's my mother, not my sister. I was like, huh? I was like, wow.
How old are
you?
40? How old are you? You 40?
I'll be 40, God's willing, in June.
How old is Nicole, Lisa?
46. A lot of people always thought Randy was her brother, too.
Yeah, they always thought.
Yo, I'm telling you, y'all got them jeans. Like, y'all all look alike.
We all look young.
Even Jay and Poom, like, I'm like, damn, them jeans strong because everybody looked the same. You know, because, you
that's
know,
that.
Like, it's weird, funny how y'all grew up with my parents. I grew up with y'all kids, and I couldn't even tell who was who.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I knew Poomie and Jay was your kids because they was always, hey, Dad, okay, I knew that. Now I know who they are.
Right.
Right. I always cook. I always see Lisa at the at school when I was going to school or coming from the store or something.
Those
Nicole was always on the move.
Yeah.
No.
Yo, Dad, you gonna stay with us? You gonna stay with us for a minute? I got some callers I want to bring in.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll be here for a little bit.
Okay. All right.
I love y'all, man.
Y'all right.
Love you.
Love you. Love you.
All right.
All right. 6052, you live.
Good evening to all. Blessings to all of y'all. I was listening to your podcast, right, Jay? So a lot of things came to my mind because, you know, we grew up. Oh, I'm sorry, this is the guy from Brooklyn. We grew up, and I definitely got a question for Lisa, too. But I remember we was young, and I was always following you. So we took one of your first cars. You had an old cooler, but it was a sports car, a racing car. Me, you, and two
my
of our
first
friends
car.
Take a ride. Your first, one of your first cars, a Cougar.
68 Cougar.
You got from Mr. Green. It
yeah.
was real fast. So we go to New York thinking we grown. We did what we did in New York, spent our money. We didn't have no more money. We went back to your car, and it was a flat tire. So we ain't know what
yeah.
to do. We on a drug block, people walking. Do you remember what we decided to do?
Yeah, it was me, you, Allah, Sir Allah, and Shireen. And,
yeah, but do you remember what
we
did?
We came back to the car, and I had a flat tire, and I ain't have no
yep.
spare.
Right,
And somebody said we gonna steal a tire.
And that's what we did. And people walking
Yo.
Past looking at us, and we had one jack, if you remember, because once the tire came off of somebody's car we took, the whole car made this big explosion sound, if you remember.
No,
and we
I remember.
The tire and jet it.
You know what I remember? We were so young and green and un-street smart. Well, we were street smart, but we were so young. I know you was, if that was my first car, I know you was young as hell, because I'm a couple years older than you. So,
yeah.
So you wasn't even supposed to be in New York. Because if I'm 18,
nope.
How old that make you? If I
15.
Was 18, how old was you?
15.
Okay, you was 15. I was 18.
I was 15.
Yep. And,
I'll never forget that.
I remember we came back to the car. We went and got what we did. We was doing. We came back to the car. We had a flat tire. Said Allah was like the manliest of us. Not meant, but I'll say physically strong.
Yes.
Charge. So Allah said, Jake. Open the trunk, give me the spare, I'll change it. We didn't know how to change no tire. He said he would change it. And I didn't even know what a spare was, probably. I don't know. I opened the trunk. I don't got no spare. We going to steal a tire. So if I remember correctly, we told you to go stand on one corner to keep a lookout. Is that true? Did we do that?
Yeah, I stand on Broadway, 139th Street.
Yeah, and I might have stood on another corner. I'm not sure, but I know I had a jack, and Allah jacked the car up, and we took. He said this tire a fit because I didn't know nothing about tires, so Allah jacked the car up. He unscrewed the tire, jacked the car. He took the tire off. But this was the funniest thing that I always remember. When Allah took the tire off the car, we all ran and jumped in my car. And then
yep.
we thought about it. We said, we didn't put the tire on yet.
Yep.
So Allah had to get the jack from the other car, and that's what you're talking about. When the jack came off and the car fell, boom.
Yep.
Yo, we was crazy, man. We was in New York on a drug block. We could have been killed.
Stealing somebody else's tire from their car.
Stole
the
tire from somebody. Somebody came outside and they have no tire on their car, and we was gone. Like,
we was gone. We was gone. I remember
yeah,
that. Every time I think about it, I laugh.
Yeah,
every time I think about it. But my second
young.
Question: Lisa's still on, right?
Lisa,
yeah.
You still on?
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, Lisa, how you doing? How you doing, family? How you doing?
All righty.
I got a question. Ever since I was in grammar school, I always wanted to know something, right? You had a dog, you loved it, named Rusty. A white and black dog, I remember. I remember that dog like it was yesterday. I ain't going to say no names, but when you used to be on a porch with Rusty, why you always used to sit Rusty on my brother? I always wanted to do that. And he used to love
well, it. I used to come out a lot. I used to come out a lot of guys, though.
Oh, okay. Good. I know he used to love that. He used to go outside just so you could stick the dog on him.
Yeah. Especially
yo, that
when guys decide to talk to me, I just.
That dog was a mutt, man. But that was the smartest dog I ever seen in my life, man. And him and my sister was close.
Yeah, I don't think he was a mutt. Every time Lisa said get him, he'll run after the person. So he wasn't no mutt.
Maybe she'll tell the story when she was in a fight and the dog saved her.
Yeah. Do you remember Gert Green? Yeah. So a couple girls was coming up the block, and me and my girls was walking down the block. And they wanted to fight my girl, and then my girl's sister came, told her mother wanted, so that left me down there. So the girls start getting ready to jump me, and then Gert Green started fighting me, and Michael Gatlin tripped me. I fell on the floor, on the ground. So she was punching me like a man, because you already know what she was. And I just remember, looking up the street and I seen my dog, and my dog looked down the street and he seen me on the ground, and he came running, and he jumped on her and started attacking. That got me a chance to get up, and I ran back to the house, and I was like, yeah, that's what a dog do. He protects his master. So
that's
you know, I got pregnant early in life. So when I got pregnant.
Yeah.
Everybody in the block never seen me with a guy, so they was like, oh, she having a baby by that dog, because that's the only person. You know what I'm saying? And that was just like crazy. We did everything together, me and him.
I remember Rusty.
Me and her, we gave the dog some, we mixed a whole bunch of stuff together, liquor, hot sauce, vinegar, everything, and the dog licked it, and his whole head swole up, Lisa.
Yeah, that's not a good memory for me, but yeah,
his whole head swole up. Yeah, that was a good one.
But one thing about 31st, I could say, if any of us did something and another parent seen it, they will, like, discipline us verbally, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
They, because I did a lot of things, and rest in peace, Uncle Jack used to discipline me and say, yo, I'm going to tell your mother. Once he said that, no, I'm all right. I won't do it again.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah, they were right on you.
Think about how all the white people was on our block.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. I remember it was only four families that was black. Everybody else was Caucasian. And one Jamaican.
Yep. That's true. That was a long time ago.
Very long
time. Yeah,
one Jamaican came at me and you.
We was the first blacks to move on the block in 67. But upstairs from us was a Spanish family. But all the other families were white. And then blacks start moving in. Actually, school 20, me, my brother, not Randy, my oldest brother, one of my older brothers, and my cousin, we was the only three black kids that were the school 20. And then the next year, they started letting the small buildings of the Alabama Projects come, and that's when some blacks start coming. But for like a whole year, we was the only ones in there.
Wow. I never knew that.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Very long. Wow.
Hey, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a fond memory you got of growing up on 31st Street.
Well, I got a lot of them, but I'm going to tell you, the house next door was a white family, and they took me and my cousin to Route 4. That was the first McDonald's. And we ate in, back then the cars had like a big table. The back window was like, it was a table at the bottom. And we sat and we ate hamburgers from McDonald's. And they looked at, well, we was kids, but they looked at huge. But it was a big thing to go out and eat back then because everybody ate at home. Nobody really ever ate out. So that was like an amazing thing to happen. And I don't know if you remember, but back in the day, people didn't have gates around their house. So we could walk in our backyard and go all the way to Villeneuve, just going through people's backyards and then other backyards and make it all the way to School 20. Because it was free back then. It wasn't like now. People didn't do things like going on now. You could walk in people's backyards. They wouldn't say anything. You know what I mean? People left their windows open, slept at night, left their doors open. I remember I used to leave my pocketbook in the car all night. My pocketbook would be there. Your stuff would be out there. It was a whole different type of world, you know, that we live in now. You know, people, even if people didn't really care about you, they respected you. There's no respect in the world now. Everybody's for themselves.
That's true.
Very true.
That's how it is. We gonna, Yo, thanks for calling in, bro.
No problem, no problem. I know you got other callers.
Yeah, I got.
Happy New Year!
A quick break. Stay with us, though. Don't go nowhere. But I'm gonna take a quick break, and we'll come right back and take a couple of more callers. You know, we want to hear some of them old stories from when you was young. If you walked with Martin Luther King, we want to hear about it. If you was on the runaway trains with Harriet Tubman, you know, we want to hear about it. You boycotted the buses with Rosa Parks. We want to hear about it. If you was in the revolt with Nat Turner, we want to hear about that, too. Yeah, I know I'm just talking bull. Look, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with the second hour of the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast.
Shout out, Young Swiss. I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. Uh-oh, uh-oh. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can fake a ship. Thinking with your head before you get a shot of one. I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months we sent a text, I love you. In 5 months became the best of friends. In 7 months we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and save favor when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie and lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
It's been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you, I wanna see you. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back. We going straight to the phone line. 5885, you live.
How you doing, Jay? Happy New Year to you.
Hey, what's up? Happy New Year.
Everything is well. I just want to say your show is going well. Great topic. Everyone's speaking well. And
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't recall his name, but that called in. His spirit, he has the older spirit, but God is working in his, God is moving in his right direction. Only thing I want him to do is continue asking God, and he shall lead, and he needs to continue following him.
You talking about the guy from prison?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if he's still on. He might have dropped the call, but I will let him know.
Okay.
That you said that. You don't want to give us a childhood memory of the 40s, 50s, 60s.
My age, I am 38.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. It's okay. But I'm going to listen into the rest of the show, Jack. Great.
Oh, you
great
too.
Show.
Yeah, you too. All right. Okay. Thanks for calling in, Victoria.
You're welcome.
You know what? That this show is all the podcasts, they all meaningful. They give us a time to get together and share our thoughts, our knowledge and our experience with each other. We get to laugh on here. You know, and for a moment in time, you get to be whoever you want to be. Whether you're talking on a podcast or listening on the phone or listening on the link, trust me, it's something serious going on. And every time you listen to the podcast, it's growing. Not my podcast, Forest Podcast, it's Grown Folks Talking, Humble X, Let's Talk About It, The Point of Impact, the DJ Ray Boogie. You will never see the podcast is going backwards. They all going forward. And you could tell it each and every week. And you not only could tell it, you could feel it. You could feel that it's real. You could feel that something positive is happening. Because that's how I feel. It's almost like I could share anything with my listeners. That's how I feel about the people that support me and the people that listen to the show. I've been married twice and I've been divorced twice. So I won't put nobody on blast. But I'll just say, from one of my divorces, it was a time when I had to go to court. You know, when you go to court and you try to find out if the divorce is, if it's a reason that void, I mean, not voids. It's a reason that honors the divorce. I don't know how many people are divorced down here, but or been to divorce court. And then you find out if you got property, you got to divide the property. You got to figure out if you got children, visitation rights. Who gets this? Who pays that? Who did this? But I was fortunate enough in one of my divorces to actually win. I'm going to share with everybody listening on the line and on the link. I'm going to share. I found some old paperwork. And I'm going to tell you how. This is how I won my divorce settlement. When it was time for me to come up and talk, and the judge called me up, and they swore me in, raise your right hand, and do you whatever, blah, 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 to blah, 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 to blah, blah, blah. And I told the judge, because it wasn't a 12 jury type thing. It's just a judge to make a decision. And he told me if it was, what was my reasons that I honored the divorce and, you know, why do I think I should get this and why do I think I should get that? And I just said, Your Honor, what I'm about to tell you mean more to some and less to others. It's secondary in a relationship, but it's necessary. I say, Your Honor, it's 365 days in a year. I say 365. Your Honor, 365 days in a year, in a calendar year. I said, in 365 days in a year, I have had sex with my wife 36 times. That's 1/10 days you had sex. And these are the reasons why I won. Out of 365 days that I wanted sex, 15 times, she told me she was too hot. Three times she told me she was too cold. 19 times she told me she was too tired. 16 times she told me it was too late. 9 times she told me it was too early. 35 times she told me she was asleep. 21 times she told me she wasn't in the mood. And 28 times she told me she didn't want to get her hair messed up. And 83 times she asked me, is that all you think about is sex? And after that, it was a standing ovation. They couldn't believe that I had notes like that. And they couldn't believe that for one whole year I had kept a journal. Facts. Actual facts. And that's how I won my settlement. Now, how many believe that? How many people believe that bullshit I just told you? That's was that real? I'm gonna see it. Let's see it. 6246, you live. Hello. 6246.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yo, why every time I click on your phone, it sounds like you far away?
Of course I was. I was washing the dish out. I put the phone on the table, on the couch.
He said, hey, yo, at least you keep it real.
Oh, yeah, I go live,
that's
too.
Was.
Yeah, Happy New
What's
Year
going
to
up?
You, Lisa. Yeah, Happy New Year to you, Lisa.
Happy New Year.
And the listening audience. I want to ask your sister something real quick. Because I know she always mentions school. Lisa, were you a school teacher?
No.
Okay, you just walked the kids to school. That was it?
I was a crossing guard.
Okay. The reason why I asked, I always tell Jay, I go back to 1974 with Patterson. When I first started partying, 74, 75, when I was 18. I think that was my first venture into Patterson. And there was a young lady I used to date. She was a school teacher. I forgot what school she was. She lives in Belleville now. But her family had a house right on Madison Avenue. And I was telling Jay that her father used to date the guy that got the car wash out there. He was called Giant, Green Giant Car Wash.
In Patterson?
Yeah. There used to be a car wash out there on Madison Avenue. It was called the Giant's Car Wash. His name was Giant, they called him.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, the young lady's name was Terry Nashville, Lisa. She used to teach out there in Patterson for a while, and she came over here to Newark. But I got memories of Patterson, man. I mean, the ladies I used to meet out from Patterson used to come to parties all over, Montclair, East Orange, you know, because back then we was kind of tight-knit with the parties. Everybody came from all over. And I told Jay that back when I was 20, before 20? Yeah, before 20, like 19. I came out to the Alabama Projects, Lisa, and it was clean at that time. And I was like, okay. And it just so happens that I met a lady, I think her name was Lisa, at this club in Montclair. And Patterson was nice. And then I went back into to the Alabama Project back in the early 90s when Zena's was open. But I used to go to Spats, okay, Casa Matiga. What's that place on Ellis and Jay? Help me. Mariah's, but it was Mariah. It was Cheetah's.
Elks.
No. It was Cheetah's. Remember Cheetah's? and then it became Mariah's. Cheetahs was on Ellison too, because y'all had the cable company was right across the street from it.
Yeah, Cheetahs was Ellison and Church.
Right, right. It's the party. I gave a show there, Lisa, back in 95. All right. And then Jay knows the young lady I used to date. She used to work at Barnett Hospital. Her name was Sharetta Brown. Okay. So,
I used to work at Barnett Hospital, too.
Yeah, well, you might know Sharetta. Sharetta Brown, they call her Henrietta Brown. But Jay knows her, you know. But, hey, man, I had a lot of fun in Patterson. In fact, me and Jay knew that we dated the same young lady. He used to live in the CCP. I've had a lot of good memories in Patterson. Nothing bad. And I promoted two shows at the Masonic Temple when Mr. Brown used to run it out there. You know, so yeah, I got some good memories of Patterson. I walked through Patterson like it was Newark. You know, and I never had a problem in Patterson. Never. You know.
What year you was born, Forrest?
57.
Oh, 57, okay.
Yeah, I'm 65, so I came to there, and then I don't know if you know this other young lady. She used to live in the Presidential Towers. Her name was Juanita. She lives out in Cincinnati now, but she used to be a dancer. We used to call Lady Lush.
Yeah, what building is she living in? I used to live in building 105.
Oh, don't get me to lying. I know when we pulled up, it was the last building to the left over there. Back at the parking lot.
To the school or which Broadway?
Close to the Broadway. That last building over in there, Broadway. Because I'm not mistaken.
85.
Oh, okay.
85 or 95.
Yeah, and then remember, it was the one I think that had a beauty salon in it. Remember they had
that beauty salon.
I used to leave flyers in that place. It was a small salon. I said, wow, but it was kind of packed up in there. I was like, okay, must be doing hair pretty good. There used to be a young lady by the name of Kim Steele. They used to live there. She was cute, brown skin. My brother used to go with her. And then there was another girl that lived on North Main Street. Her name was Michi. Not the Michi you know, Jay. All right. But her last name was Dunston. All right. She lived on North Main Street. Over there near where that diner is over there, in that little park where that diner is behind the park over there. All right. So over there.
Oh, yeah.
I used to catch the bus, the 72 from Newark, and go see her. And I used to always walk from the bus station. I used to cut right through Main Street where the school is over there to go see her, you know. And then the other Michi, you probably familiar with her. Jay knows the other Michi. I know she used to live in the Alabama Project. Her and her girlfriend, Beth, used to date me and my friend, Kwawe. We used to spend the night in the Alabama Projects. Because over here in North, we had Prince Street. We had different projects. I never was scared of going to, even though I never was raised in the Projects. All right, my family had a store in Newark on West Kenny Street, and it was right across the street from the Projects. So I never had a fear. I never had a problem walking. People used to say, man, you walked up in there like Duncan was in Jersey City. I used to book the guys up in there for private parties, you know. Prince Street in Newark was crazy back in. I used to go up there and see people that I knew in Prince Street. Never had a problem. I guess I must have had a bubble around me. I was just protected. I don't know, you know. But it was fun. Like you said, it was a certain time that it was a village. Even in, like, I listened to what you say about, with the parents. The brother was talking about how the parents would look out for each other. The parents could reprimand you. It's the same over here in Newark. It was the same all over. But things have just gotten so crazy now. You know, there is no such thing as, you know, the village mentality or parent looking out for you. If I've seen now where parents actually argue down someone who, I guess, the person was just trying to be respectful, say, you know, your kid ain't doing that. Don't tell. Don't reprimand my kid. That wasn't like that back then, man. We could get reprimanded. We get popped up beside our head by our next-door neighbor, whatever the case may be, because she was like a stepmom, you know. We all looked out for each other, man. You can't do that no more. And that's why things are going by the wayside. And now they got this thing called the woke culture, where now you can't, once your kid is born, you got some people in different cultures in this country right here. You don't have the right. They're trying to push for this with legislation in certain states that you cannot name the gender of your child until they get a certain age and they want to be identified as either a boy or a girl. A woman wants to be a man now, and a man wants to be a woman. And you're not supposed to refer to them with that term. You're supposed to say they or them. It's crazy, man. I'll be listening because, you know, I always keep my ear on alternative news, Lisa and Jay. And, you know, it's crazy what's going on in certain parts of the country, man. But I don't care if it's they and them. If I see Lisa, I'm going to say she or the goddess, or I see Jay, I'm going to say the king, all right, or my man. And that's never going to change with me, man. These people are trying to just change things nowadays, man. It's just a backward society we're in today, man, you know, with people trying to, you know, put on us, you know. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. That's what I'm talking about right there, as far as like me and you, we built for certain things. You see how you just started talking and kept a flow?
Mm-hmm.
So you was born to do a podcast like me.
Right.
Like everybody can't do that. Everybody can't just get on a phone and carry a conversation and keep people attention and make people happen and make people visualize actually what they're saying to bring them near. But see, we got a gift to do that from God. You know, stuff. That's a gift.
Yeah.
The gift
of God. I appreciate it. But like you said, Jay, because nobody leaves the earth alive. When we ready to check out, brother, they're gonna put a mic in our casket.
we're going out with a smile, brother. Yo,
stay
with us. Man, I got a lot of people pressing one, so let me get some of these other people. I'm gonna bring you back in.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna bring you back in. Right. I'm not gonna mute you. You're gonna be live.
Okay, I ain't gonna say no. Go ahead. I'm gonna mute myself.
All right. I'll let you. I want to let you promote yourself, you know, before the show over.
Okay.
Everybody know you represent CEO of Grown Folks Talking, but I'm going to let you shout it out.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Cool. Because we got a very important person now that we getting ready to bring to the show. I just was talking to her behind the scenes, and I said, where the hell you been at? Now, you know, you just come out here and get my show open. Talking all this hot and wet and long and hard and side chick shit, just come on my show and get everybody all hot and bothered, and then you disappear for like a month or two on me, and I gotta have people seeing me in the street. Yo, when's Sheila coming back on? Yo, where's Sheila at?
Stop it.
Yo, where's Sheila? Yeah, like, come on now. You on probation now with the Keeping It Real show.
Oh.
You on probation.
Okay.
You know you can't stay away. You can't stay away from this show 4 weeks without checking in.
I tried to check in, and you didn't have a show that night. I was like, oh, yes, it ain't, you know. I thought maybe you did one of your COVID things, you know. I ain't going to say nothing about that. You know, you need to say, oh, I got COVID. You know, you went on one of your COVID excursions. I thought, hey. Yeah.
Nah, we staying away from COVID. What's going on with you?
I tried to tell you that the last time.
Yeah, right. What's going on with you? This is Shill, everybody. She's a very, very big friend of the show.
I'm somebody calling to the show. Go ahead. Don't start.
You what?
I'm somebody that calls into the show. You about to say, what were you about to say after that? This is Sheila.
No, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to give you accolades. Like you were very you came on my show maybe I don't know how many months ago. You came on the scene and you overwhelmed my listeners and you made a good presence. You know, on my show that people could ask me. Like, I'm not lying. I wouldn't lie. Even my sister on the line now, sometimes she asks me, what happened to Sheila? And different people, like, yo, what happened to Sheila the side chick? Side chick Sheila.
Oh, shit. Side chick Sheila.
I'm like,
wow.
I don't
okay.
know. I'm like, hey, yo. I say, I don't know. Maybe somebody made her number one.
like that. Don't stop, no flow. You know, cause ain't no ball and chain around my neck. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't representing the side chicks no more. You know somebody number one now.
Nope. Still single.
Nope.
Still single and everything. No side chick and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of bullshit. You know, like. Yeah, it's a lot of things, women, we fucked up, okay? We fucked up. But there's a lot of things like, man, come on. It's like at a certain age, right, you got to look in the mirror and say, I'm just a little too old for that shit and everything. Check this out. I'm going to give you an example of what happened, right? I had some car trouble. So I'm stressed out and everything because I'm out in Elizabeth. I'm not in North. And I'm like, oh, shit, car trouble and everything like that, you know, blah, blah, blah. So my friend called. He was like, what's going on? I was like, I'm stressed out in my car. I got to get back to North. I don't want to leave it out here. I don't want to have it to it. Just that net. And he was like, well, where you at? It's just that net. So the way he was asking questions led me to believe, like, he was going to come in like Captain Save-A-Ho. It comes super big time. It's like, you know, let me look under the hood. You know what I'm saying? Let me just that net right there, right? So that's the impression. Because he was like, where you at? And everything like that. Well, where the car's at? So that was like answer those types of questions. I was like, okay. Excuse my French, but this motherfucker took a left turn. Now, I was like, well, shit, I don't want to leave my car. I got to get home and everything like that. He was like, yeah, how you going to get home? So, I'm thinking, hey, you going to come school with bitch? Yeah, you might score some brownie for you. You know, excuse me, first ladies, I'm going to get a little bogey in my head job on the way to my place. But anyway, this nigga said, I guess you got to catch an Uber. I was like, yeah,
he told you to catch an Uber?
Far. Yeah. Now, check this out. It gets better. I suppose too far because I'm budget conscious. Some people might say, but I'm budget conscious. Uber. To where I'm located, to where I live at, to catch an Uber. This nigga said, how fast? Houston, we got a motherfucking problem. Did you just say you pay for half? First and foremost, you ask the question like you ain't coming. Okay. But did you just offer to pay half? First and foremost, I didn't ask you to pay any of it.
Who is this guy to you? Who is this guy to you? Who is he?
He was a potential, you know. He had potential maybe. I was, you know, he was going through an interview process. Maybe I could be, you know.
He was interviewing you or you was interviewing him?
I was interviewing him.
You was interviewing for a side chick position?
I was interviewing him to see that if I wanted to be that to him. Because everybody ain't built for that.
Side chick or his main woman?
Yeah. No, I don't want to be his main woman, no. A side chick.
Huh?
Yeah. Again, a side chick, yeah. I was on the table. He told me his situation. I told him mine, and we knew what we both were looking for. You know, we put the cheese on the crack. Ain't nobody bullshitting. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Be honest with me.
Hey, Shilla.
Because I can get mad about you doing everything else.
Shilla.
Yes.
You a bad bitch.
Why did you say that?
Wait, let me just say, you interview in a good way or in a bad way? No, in a good way. You interviewing for a side chick? You interviewing for a side chick position?
No. Let me back up and say this.
Okay, you're not a
the
bad
situation dude. I got going on in my life, and I say this, I know. At that time, I did not have what it needed to give to a 100% to a relationship. But I'm a woman. I have needs. Okay? So we can situation conducive to both parties. You know, I don't want to be your wifey. I don't want to feed you chicken noodle soup when you're sick. I don't want to wash your drawers. You know, I want you to come. I want you to spend the night. You ain't even taking no shower. You know, it is what it is. Keep it moving.
And hey, Shilla, but what about Shilla? Shilla, but you might be you might be a married woman's like worst nightmare.
Why you say that?
You don't feel like that? Because listen, what you saying?
Because no, I don't want her position.
Exactly.
I don't want her position. She don't have, and as crazy as this might sound, she don't have to worry about me stepping to her, getting out of pocket, calling her, telling her about her man. I don't want what she's dealing with. I don't want to claim him like that.
Well, where was you at when I was married? Because you the perfect side chick. I probably would have still
Maybe
been
at
married.
That time I evolved into the person that I'm in right now, because previously I was in long-term relationships. So I evolved into this person. I wasn't always side chick, and everything. I was in a relationship for 6.5 years, you know, so I was in long-term relationships. But let me finish telling you what he said about this half Uber shit. I said, half?
Go ahead.
I said, yeah. I said, no, that's not going to work. He said, what you mean? I was like, yeah. He was like, what? I was like, yeah. As a matter of fact, you know what? Because of the situation I'm dealing with, I don't want to take my anger out on you. So we're going to park this right now. We're going to move this car on the side of the street. We're going to park it, get out the fucking car, take the keys out of the technician. We're going to leave this shit where it's at. Because I'm going to say some shit right now that ain't going to be nice. He's like, what you mean? I was like, nigga, what the fuck you mean half the Uber? It's like, if I went to fuck you, I don't bring half my pussy. What the fuck you mean half the Uber? Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, he was with you.
I'm going to suck the dick, but I'm going to give you half. I'm going to give you just an upper lip.
He was half you?
You mean half Uber?
I mean, he was with you.
I never asked you.
Shilla, he was with you?
I could have respected said, I could have respected him more and said, listen, I would love to pay for it all the way, but right now I don't have the money to pay for a full Uber. I can work with you and pay half. Like I said, I can never get mad at your honesty. I can always get mad at the bullshit, but I can never get mad at your honesty.
Hey,
instead of that, so I was like, yeah, nah, that ain't going to work. Because, see, you done fucked the contract up. You done fucked the contract up. And this is what
got,
I don't understand
got,
with men.
You got people
y'all
talking about contracts
a
and
situation.
Shit.
No, because y'all want a situation, but when y'all have that situation, y'all try to change it. I don't understand that. I don't get that.
You're a side chick.
If somebody tell me
you're
from the door.
You're going to be a side chick. Don't call me on no damn holidays. Don't think I'm coming there on Christmas.
If I'm a side chick, don't bring your bullshit to my door. I don't care if you're having a fucked up day, because I'm not here for your fucked up day.
Valentine's
this
Day.
This is what it is.
Valentine's Day, I'm with my woman.
No.
I want you to know that.
Yeah.
I'm with my wife.
He with his woman.
Day.
And that's what it is.
And when I see you the day after Valentine's Day, greet me
it
with
is
a smile.
It is what it is. It is what it is. No more, no less, because I'm not trying to be in that position of Valentine's Day or take me out and all this stuff like that, because that's not what the situation is. Don't get me wrong. I have been in a long-term relationship, but you got to understand how to play your position.
Yo, hold up, Shilla. Listen. Shilla, you crazy.
Yes. No, I'm not. I just come to terms with I give men – Let me rephrase this. I give men what they give women. It's just that men cannot take what they give women.
All the ladies
that's the
out there, I want all the ladies out there who listening on my line or on my link. Shilla is my girl. We cool like cool in the game. We gonna do some serious shit together soon. But listen, I want
and
y'all
I tell
to
ladies,
know.
And
whatever
I
say, whatever I say, Sheila,
to get where I'm at.
I know when
yes.
I say stuff, I could already, I already know you built like me. So stuff I say, it don't really bother you. Like, you know, I play a lot and I joke a lot. But listen, this is real. Nothing against you. But all the ladies out there that's listening on my podcast, all the ladies that's listening on the link that's going to listen tomorrow or next week and click on the link and listen next month, or you're going to hear about it, I want y'all to know something. Females like Sheila, they do exist. They exist. So all y'all, the married, all y'all wives and bougie bitches and stuck up wives and complaining girlfriends and fiancés, I want y'all to know that it is a Sheila out there.
Oh wow!
No, this
don't
real
like
talk.
That.
This real talk. Now I'm not saying nothing bad. We keeping it real. You just said it yourself.
See, I want this to be stressed as well.
What?
I can't fuck a soft bitch. So your man it has to bring that too. So you can always point the finger at me, but you got to understand, I maybe never knew about you. I never knew you existed. Which might be a lie, but regardless of the point, he stepped out of his marriage because I'm not married to her. So that's something... she needs to correct with him and not with me. But like I said, women today in those type of positions don't know how to play their part. If that's what you are, that's what you are. You ain't trying to be wifey, so why the fuck would you call his post? Come on now. You know better than that.
I got a bunch of side chicks that listen to my show. They love you. All the side chicks that listen to my show, they love you. You know why? You the queen. You the queen of that shit. The queen bee. Fuck it.
No, because I'm gonna put it to you like this. Just like if I was a wife, there's certain things you just don't do. You don't disrespect your husband in the street because he got to stay facing. He'll straight point you in the mouth quicker. Now you might call him a lot of shit behind closed door, but there's certain things you just don't do. It's certain things you don't get out of pocket as a wife.
But you know what's going to happen,
that's
right,
where
Sheila?
I think a lot of stuff has
Sheila,
changed.
You know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen, right, Sheila?
What?
One day, one of these days, one of these hours, one of these months, one of these seasons, you're going to meet a man and you're really going to love him. And you're going to want to spend the rest of his life. Let me finish. And you're going to want to spend the rest of your life with him. And you're going to want to grow old with that white fence, with the lake in the backyard. You're going to look him in his eyes. And you're going to tell him, you all I need. I've been waiting for you my whole life.
Okay.
But you know what,
Sheila?
He's going to have a Sheila on the side.
That's going to
be a karma.
No,
that's
going to
be a karma.
If he came to me and be honest with me, he giving me the option to either stay there and deal with that bullshit or leave. Long as you give me the option to choose.
What man going to give his wife? What man going to give you an option to tell you, can I have a side chick?
If he real bad about it, he might not know. White might want to experience me some shit with his side chick.
Yo,
he never
listen.
Knows.
Hey, how they say that shit? Shut the door. Shut the fucking door. Hey, yo, Sheila.
But what I'm saying
I
is,
just, no,
if
look,
you
wait,
be
wait,
honest
wait,
with
wait,
it.
Wait. I don't mean to cut you off, but wait. I just had an argument with somebody a couple of weeks, about a month ago. He asked me, he wanted to listen to my show, this guy I know. He said, yo, I'm going to bring my fiance and let her hear the show. So I talked to him a couple of days after that. He said, I didn't let my fiance listen to their show. you was talking, y'all was talking about sex and everything. And I said, look at him, look at him, boy, look at him. We got a Captain Save-A-Ho here. I told him, I went off on he don't. I haven't talked to him since then because I told him, I said, listen, let me tell you something. I'm older than you a little bit. I'm sick and tired of you niggas, men, and niggas could be anybody that's ignorant, black, white, Jewish, anybody that's ignorant. I'm tired of you with these women and you saying, oh, no, that's my wife. She don't give head. I don't ask my wife to play with me, or we don't do that. No, stop controlling people's sexual. It's men out here that got women right now. Say, like, I'll use it for example. It's a girl I used to deal with. They like to be choked, spanked. Call dirty names, pull hair, all kind of shit.
Okay.
But she married right now, and her husband don't even know that she like none of that. You know why? Because he like, oh, no, my wife wouldn't want to be choked. She dying to be choked.
Okay, but did she bring that to him?
I don't know what she do. He too much trying to. Don't. What I'm saying is stop trying to control females' sexual appetites and things like that. You don't do that.
Yeah.
If I got
might
a woman,
lose a lot of women points with what I'm about to say. But men, women are just as freaky, grimy, nasty 10 times more than y'all can even think about. But we got to hold up this thing of we're ladies. We don't do stuff like that. We got to hold up this persona. But trust me, if you tap on that door or you, hey, baby, you might, and everything like that, she might be saying, damn, they've been asking you to do this shit the whole time, but she got to stay safe. And be like, well, we could try it and everything like that. Trust. So trust and believe, just like you got somebody out there sucking your dick. Oh, she got somebody hitting that shit the way she wanted to be hit. So why you over there messing with Molly the maid? She's fucking Raul the pool boy the right way with the dog collar around the neck and he's hitting it from behind. So don't think your lady sitting there with her legs crossed waiting for you to crank that shit open. Trust.
You give it too much information.
Okay.
Save some of it.
We don't do that.
Hold on. Silla, hold on. Don't go nowhere. Hold on. 8555, you live.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's the deal, brother?
I can't call it, man. I mean, y'all going in, man. Y'all going in, bro.
That's what we do. That's what we do over here. Yo, look, we keep it real over here, you know, in these parts. Like, we try to deal with people to keep it real. What you think about Sheila? Yo, this is my man Shadi.
I mean,
he got a podcast Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. Same phone number. It's called Let's Talk About It on Wednesday nights. But it's not going to – he ain't going to be talking about what I'm talking about. He's talking about other stuff.
Yeah.
He ain't talking about this. Everybody know I usually – we changed the show a little bit. My show was baptized like 2 months ago. But this when we grooving like this, I'm in an element. I'm in a moment. Like, I'm like, let's go. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's up, brother?
No, you're right. You know, I respect everybody's views. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, some years ago, you know, she would have been perfect for how I was living. But now I'm living different. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm striving now to, you know, keep the family together. You know what I'm saying? So that's now is something different for me. But before that, man, she'd have been straight. You know?
So what you saying? I'm saying now, I didn't throw that lifestyle away,
man. I'm not, you know, if, like she said, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to be straight up now. I'm not even going to be, you know, going through the lies and hiding and all that, because I'm not trying to do that. So right now, I'm striving to be straight up and down like 12:30 and 6 o'clock, you know?
Hey,
so,
Shil, you think he's straight? You think he sounds suspect?
No, I wouldn't say that, because he could have a bona fide freak in his life. What you think wigs are for? He might put on a wig and her name ain't Keisha no more. It's Shahida. He met her in the bar and they go do their thing in the bathroom. It is what it is. You got to bring some type set. They want to know, you know, where it's at. So they're not saying nothing bad about her and everything, but you want to experiment with stuff and everything like that. That's the best person to experiment with is your partner. So why can't you outside when you can have that freak in the bed right where you go to sleep at?
And I agree with that. And I also agree with what you say, Ro, that, you know, some people don't know what they got, you know, because
right.
they got a perception in their mind of what they want their mate to be, and it's not actually who their mate is.
Exactly.
Know? So that happens far too often. On both ways, you know.
We get
caught up with that image that we place in our mind and try to get people to live up to.
Yeah, it's true. Hold on one second. Don't go nowhere. Hold on. 0192, you live.
Hello.
Hello.
There she go.
Hi. You know I had to bring her back on.
Who that?
Tracy.
I'm sorry I had you on hold so long.
Yes, been a minute. I told you I was coming. But you know I had to work, so you know how that go.
Okay.
You know, I'm gonna keep it real, right? Shil's a friend of mine, and when I first met her, right, I was very close. I was a very, very, very closed-off individual. And some of the shit that she told me just was like, I want to do that shit too. You understand what I'm saying?
Hold up. Hey, Tracy, hold up.
What?
Hey, hold up one second. Hey, Shaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, he know
that's,
me.
That's Tracy who grew up the street from me on the next block.
He's upstairs from me.
Okay. That's who that is? Yeah.
You know who I am. We went to grammar school together.
Yeah. I know who you are now. Well, you remember at the Collinwood.
I used to see Tracy when she was younger.
On the Collinwood, bro.
You used to live upstairs from Tracy at the Collinwood?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I never knew that.
Tracy,
I didn't know you lived downstairs from Shaw on 38th Street.
Yeah, I live upstairs from the Givens, and he used to live on the third floor.
Wow.
Having them women hollering. Yeah, having them women hollering.
We call that the Collingwood.
We took more. Never mind. Let's talk about something else. Anyway.
Yeah, okay, okay. Let's leave that. Wait, let's leave all that where it's at. But like I said, when I met Sheila, she how can I put it to you? Now, me and Sheila, I'm not into women, but she has made me, enlighten me, okay, to when I was involved with this individual. Oh, yeah. To, you know, some BDSM and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and I, with things that I wanted to try and spice up my life. Yeah, we're talking again, me and this guy. But, yeah, you know, but it's not going to be on the same corny-ass level it was before. I got things I want to do, try, experiment with. I might be in my 50s, but shit. I want to get my freak on, too. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
I want to know. Well, Sheila comes up with some shit. No, I don't do no videos, but, you know, I'm too old for
that. Why all y'all ladies in y'all 50s so horny? 50 and 60.
It's a hormonal thing, sweetie. It's a hormonal thing.
We don't get any heat, per se, until our 40s. Where y'all get into it, guys. 18
yep.
to 22.
Yep.
Don't get into it till later on.
Yep. That's true.
Wow. Okay.
And that ain't over till it's over, honey.
There you go.
Well,
I'm going to bring it as long as I can. Sheila, tell Deshaun about the girl with the legs in the heel and she can move her legs, how many kids she had after she got hit by that bus.
I know a girl. She had one kid. She got hit by a bus, wound up in the wheelchair. Now she got like 6 or 7 kids. I was like, well, damn. Homeboy was like, yeah, no motherfucking legs don't get in the way. You can twist the leg any kind of way. Don't get no friends.
I was done. I was done when I heard that, and because I had some surgeries, and I felt like I was over and done, and I couldn't do nothing. Shit. Yeah, all right. Keep thinking that. I might walk slow, but in the bed, it's a whole different story.
Okay, now.
But I'm different. It's who I want to be with now, you know, and that's it. I'm a little more particular than I was when I was younger, and I'm happy with that. Cause there's some shit out here. Cause I work for an OBGYN office. Let me tell you, that HPV, that shit. You need a flashlight and a magnifying glass. Fuck that. Before we get together, we going down to the I gotta go see Board of Health. There's some shit out there.
I heard about that. I heard about that. Educate my listeners on that HPV.
That shit.
Ain't that the human papilloma virus?
Yes, sir, honey. And it is running rampant. You hear me?
For real?
It looked like moles on a man. It looked like moles on his on the shaft. The bottom shaft and on his testicles, but they're not moles, they're warts. And on a woman, it looks worse because it's an open wound.
Warts don't look like no
moles. They're warts. They're warts. That's what they are. They just showed us a picture of it last week. I think I told Sheila about it.
They don't look alike.
No, they don't. Mm-mm.
So,
maybe
a lot of
people
don't even know about that.
Yeah, and it's not really a new thing, but a lot of, you know, for a lot of women mess with young men, they have to watch that. They get them on the shaft. A lot of women get it in their anus. I'm telling you, they think they're little warts. They're moles. They're not moles. They're warts. It's the most disgusting thing you ever wanted to see.
In the coochie, you can't take that out and pop it in the ass. That's like transferring the wrong kind of juices. Uh-uh,
mm-hmm. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wait, say that again. Say that again. Say that again.
I said if you hit me in the back,
that's
you. You're hitting in the vagina. You can't pop that, even though you might want to take it out and, you know, spot it in the anal. You can't do that. You're transferring the wrong type of juices. Don't do that. You're going to find a way.
I just did that yesterday.
I'm done. I ain't got nothing else to say.
You mean to tell me you can't do that for real?
You better get you a magnifying glass and a damn police flashlight and get to looking at what the hell you dealing with. You'd be surprised. I'm telling you.
You trying to cut my
freaky. It's not healthy.
You trying to cut my freaky.
That ain't got nothing to do with me and freaky, baby. I'd rather be alive than be freaky.
You just going to have to stop and implement some stuff. Be like, come on, baby, turn over. I want to hit you in a different spot and get a, you know, antibacterial wipey and wipe them with the
food. That's right. There you go. It's all about being safe.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Listen. Let me check your freaky. I'm gonna check your freaky, Tracy.
Be careful.
This yes or no. Yes or no. That's all. Can somebody pull your hair? A man, you know.
Yeah, sure they could. Sure.
All right, that's all right. Hold up. I ain't finished. Can he choke you?
Be honest.
Yeah.
you need a coach. Who's Sheila?
No,
I heard you say
no,
be honest.
I don't need a coach. No, because it depends on how they choking you.
Sheila,
there's a way of. No, but like because I opened up
next
to her
one,
about
let's
this,
go to the next
so
one.
I like choking, I like biting.
Hold on. I'm asking the questions here. So you freaky. So you said pulling hair is okay, choking is okay.
Uh-huh.
How about calling you dirty names?
Yeah, it depends on the heat of the moment, sure.
How about spanking you?
Now, you know I got this big ass for nothing.
Okay, all right, then. You got a big ass. We didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you know that. I mean, it's got to be used for something, so that might as well be it.
Hey, Sha, you still here?
I think
you must have hung up. We got too real.
Uh-huh. They gonna think I'm a nut now.
No, I'm still here, man.
I'm
listening. Yeah.
Well, see, you know, Sha is settled. You know what I'm saying? He found what he wants. You know,
yeah,
he's settled. And I understand that, and I respect that.
No,
I respect
leave,
that.
I'll get ready to mess with him. I'm going to leave him alone. But if anybody can mess with him in the world, it could be me. Anybody in the world,
oh,
it
okay.
could be
well,
me.
Well, Sean, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you got a hoodie?
Nope.
Do I got a hoodie on?
No, do you have a hoodie?
What's that?
Do you know what I'm asking?
No.
Are you circumcised?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so you don't got a hoodie on. You don't be looking at the teeth in the middle of the night.
Oh, hell no. I didn't even know it was people out here that wasn't circumcised.
Oh, yeah, they're out there. Oh, they are out there.
Okay.
And baby, it ain't cute. That's all I got to say about that. It ain't cute.
I don't mess with men that ain't circumcised. He looks like he's evil.
Okay.
It did just look evil. It's like it comes around and then it just shrivels up and go back inside that little coat, that little hoodie. Nah, something's going on here. What you hiding for? What you hiding for? What, you got a warrant or something? What you hiding for? Nah.
Shaw, you good?
Shaw's like, oh, my God. People still bugging. Yeah, they still bugging, Shaw.
This show off the hook.
For sure, brother.
This show off the hook. But I'm gonna keep it nice tonight.
Okay.
But it's short. It's short.
So wait a minute.
Good.
You know what? You know, Deshaun, I got a question for you.
For
do you like being choked? Do you like being spanked?
Who, me?
Yeah, I mean, you, yeah. I mean, some men do. I'm just keeping it real.
Who
you talking to, Shadi or me?
I'm talking to Randy.
You.
Tracy. I ain't talking to Shadi. Shadi told you Shadi is settled.
Yes,
I'm leaving him alone.
Yes, he do.
You gonna leave him? You gonna leave him alone?
He's tied to the bed with a footy on too.
Yes, we gonna leave Shy alone because he's settled. He know what he want. He know what he know what he at now, and that's where he gonna be. We gonna leave him there.
I'm looking at Jay Sean.
Yeah, Jay Sean.
Okay, check my freshman.
Oh God.
Do I want?
Do you like do you like to be choked?
I don't like to be choked, but I like to choke people.
that ain't fair.
Huh?
Hey, Sheila, ask him, do he like gummy bears?
Gummy bears.
Yeah. Gummy. You know what a gummy bear is?
Yeah, a candy.
No, it's not.
What is it?
You it's a woman who don't have no teeth in her mouth.
Oh, see, you teaching me too much. That's why the fuck I told you to come on this show, because, like, you come on this shit with crazy shit. Like gummy bears and hoodies and, like, what website you be on? What group
I don't be on no website.
That's just it. Women, we're on a different level. With our nastiness, we just don't expose it to y'all all the time. But trust.
Tracy, she crazy.
Oh, me?
Sheila's crazy.
Well, like I said, we started having these conversations, and I was kind of like a prude when I met her in 2014. I'd be damned if I'm a prude now.
Who said that's
crazy?
Yeah. And we talk all the time, and we talk about anything we feel like it. We keep it real, you know. And if I have a question or a qualm about something, she'll have me think about it, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It ain't a bad thing. No, we ain't freaky like that. We friends, but we ain't freaky. She don't do women, I don't do them. Now, that's one thing I ain't doing, no damn women.
I ain't doing
no pussy. Nope.
Ain't
doing
that. There's only one bitch alive I know any pussy I might try, and that's Ellen DeGeneres, because that bitch got like $1 billion. But as soon as she be on TV dancing, I'm fucking around, ooh, the pool boy. But I ain't eating no pussy.
No.
I mean, that's somebody for K. God bless, go forth and be happy. But that ain't for me. And I did a threesome before. I sucked a titty. I kissed a bitch.
I sucked a titty. Oh, my God. Well, at least young.
I don't go past the titty.
Hello? Is anybody there? She got quiet.
Once you go past 10 o'clock, like, we lose the people that's on the link. But everybody who's on the phone, they still here. This like the after hour shit. These people get crazy.
The fun shit.
So, Jay, you like to choke, but you don't like to be choked.
That's
yeah, I like to choke. I like to choke, but I don't like to be choked.
So let me set
you
up
like somebody to pull your dress?
You. Let me set up a scenario for you. If somebody riding you and getting tense in the moment, it got you in the choke position, you ain't with that?
A little bit. Not a lot. Because I don't know if a female is on top of me and she riding me and she choking me while she riding me. That's kind of strange.
How the hell is that strange? Is she riding you and she got your hand, her hand around your neck? And so we get, that ain't strange.
See, I need another man in here. I need another man to help me. But
wait a second.
You can't help me right now.
I think you're talking about choking in a different kind of way.
You can't help me, right?
Deshaun, I think you messed up with the picture of choking. I think you mean two hands around your neck, let me choke you out. No. She riding your neck, and she got one arm around your neck, like, nigga, take your shit. That's choking too.
Hey, yo, check this out. Somebody just texted me and said, that I love to be choked.
Say the truth comes out.
He probably like to be spanked too.
But
they
okay. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Whatever you like, that's you. And that's between you, that person, and your God. You ain't got to answer to nobody for what you like.
That's
you know what I'm saying? You like what you like.
Videotape, you can't prove it.
That's right. Because God said, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. He never said you couldn't get freaky with your wife. He never said that. He don't say that. And I heard that from my pastor.
It's like me being in the bush.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press message canceled. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
I was trying to call somebody on the three-way. Yo, listen. This has been real.
Yes, it is. Thank you for having me.
I'm about to choke the shit out of my music. I'm about to catch a charge.
You going to do what?
I'm about to catch a charge.
I always got to thank everybody who supports the show. Tracy, Sheila, Shadi, Boris, Latoya, my sister Lisa, Deshaun, the guy.
Hi, Lisa.
Yeah, I think she went to bed.
was your cousin on tonight? Lori Bowie.
She
always
listens. I think she was on. Yeah, I think
did
he was on in the beginning.
Your callers?
What?
Yeah.
Did we chase away all your callers with the X-rated talking?
No, I don't really know. Yo, we keep it real here.
Hey, I ain't
trying to mess up your flow, man.
No, hell no.
We got to tone it down and bring it. We can't do X-rated. We got to do X. Or maybe PG-13.
We keep it real.
No, I can't do that. Triple X here.
I don't know how to do PG-13.
We got area codes on here, 201-973-732.
So why everybody quiet? Nobody ain't saying nothing.
I want to hear from a 732. Yo, I got 11, a lot of area codes on here, 732.
Little
why don't
County.
One of y'all press 1? One of y'all 72s, press one. That's where that's from?
Middlesex, that's going out towards Middlesex County.
I want somebody from the 732 area code to press one before we leave tonight. And we get a lot of support from
someone
there.
Someone Asbury Park. 732.
That's Asbury.
Ain't nobody going to press the damn button?
And people scared to come on this show.
I ain't scared of nothing.
And there you go.
You are what you are before you got here. You are what you are. You know, if you're a freak, you're a freak. That's it. That's all.
Only two things is promised to you: death and taxes.
That's it.
That's right.
So you might as well have fun while you're here.
Yeah.
Yo, we like we 11 minutes over the time now.
Okay.
I'm gonna conclude. Like I said, I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. My man Shadi,
I apologize.
Said, he got a, he got his own podcast. Shadi got his own podcast on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. Same phone number. Let's talk.
I'm gonna come on, Shadi, and I'm gonna listen. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Okay.
I'm just gonna listen
you
to see what I'm gonna see what's going on. I'm just gonna see what's going because I know you know Deshaun a little bit cray cray. So you know we just going off on his. But I think I know you're a little bit more reserved. I know. So but we'll see. It'll be all right.
Okay.
You're an educated brother. It'll be all right. I know you're an educated brother, so it's no problem.
Don't be strong.
Nah, he's good. He's a good dude, Sheila. He's a real good dude. I'll vouch for that.
Yeah, Sheila, you're welcome, too. You're welcome to come, too. Sheila, you're welcome to come on, too.
Okay.
I did not know Tracy lived it downstairs when you lived on 38th, Shaw. All the time I was there, stayed the night there.
Oh, I didn't even know.
You never saw?
No.
Nah.
Don't forget I was with Derek, too, back then. Remember my kid's father?
Yeah.
Derek.
Yeah.
Who's Derek?
Yeah. He's from Passaic. Long story.
No.
A piece of shit.
Remember.
But anyway. Yeah. I had my two kids there. So I probably was in Passaic a lot back then.
Cause that was the
yep.
spot in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Addison
like
is rough.
We named that apartment the Collingwood.
The Collingwood.
Why y'all call it that?
Collingwood. You got
you know something
me.
Is sad. I was living right here and I ain't have a clue.
How we got the name of Collingwood?
I mean, because it was the way we was living. It was like vampires, man. Like the nightlife, you know.
My father used to have me cracking up. He said, oh, yeah, he up there. I hear that girl screaming. God rest his soul. So, you know, he died, John. But,
yeah,
my father died about 11 years ago.
That was my dad.
Yeah. He was something else, wasn't he?
Yeah.
My father was a trip. Yeah, he said, oh, he got that girl hollering. I was dying.
Nate was going to know your name.
Oh. Yeah.
Shadi had the water bed up there. The king size.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
King size water bed.
Yep.
Wait a second. I'm
he was always ahead of his time, though. He always was.
Yeah.
He was up there. I'm not gonna give away my sources. I know he had a water bed because. Can I say it, Sean, when it popped and the water came down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how I know Sheila. It popped and then it rained in my mother's bedroom.
Now you did a real
okay. Portrait that when you go up there with them two girls, that midget and the goat.
Yes, right.
Yo.
You're a shatter. I don't know what was going on. I just know a pile or a leak or whatever happened. So, yeah. He was looking at me. I seen the water come down the wall. So, what the hell was that? I never knew he had a water bath. I took the wall for a boy. And I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Yeah, I was burnt out, Betty, anyway, so I'm good.
All right.
But that was one of his past perform now. He's a
that,
very
yeah, that
man.
Was
his past.
We gonna
that's good.
I wanna
it's
all right.
Everything's
for
cool.
Real. I wanna thank everybody for real who called in tonight. People who told us stories of childhood stories.
Uh-huh.
It really was. I mean, that's what podcast is all about. For real,
enlightenment.
That's
yep.
What podcast.
Enlightenment.
You know, it's supposed to be fun. You know, we want the listeners' participation. You know, and it's just all fun. That's all. I really enjoy doing the podcast.
Oh, I'm glad.
For real, I really do. It's nothing that I like better than that. But we gonna you know, this was like the way we were podcast. We was talking about when we was young and stuff. But we'll be back here next Wednesday. We got a lot of podcasts going on. Grown folks.
Yeah, your sister has one too, right?
Yeah, my sister getting ready to start one too. She texted me a little while ago and said she was going to sleep.
Okay.
But I really want to thank everybody who tuned in, and I really appreciate the love. Like, it's like it takes time and energy to get up here and try to entertain people for 2 hours or more. But it's really helpful when listeners press one and we all congregate, you know, and have a good time. I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing but seven Doug digits and listen and press one and say something. It's nothing. It's easy.
Yep.
Shilla,
yep.
Thank you for calling in, Shilla. I told you I'm going to get with you this week, talk about a couple of things. You was born for radio. You was born for radio. I just want to say that. Some people have it and some people don't.
Yeah, I'm not it. But she keeps me in stitches, so I know she got it. I know she got it.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. So,
I know she got it.
Everybody everybody enjoy their weekend. This show was like a reminiscing, like how we was when we was young, when one person, mother, grandmother, could beat you and take you home, and you get another beating, or either, you know, chastise you.
Mm-hmm.
Back when we wore bell bottoms or Swedish knits, mini skirts, Visas,
them shoes, marshmallows. Remember the marshmallows? Y'all remember marshmallows? Them shoes, marshmallows. Yeah, I went there. Yeah, I went there.
Wallaby.
You your Lee jeans. What's up, niggas? You put the
Lee jeans. Yes, Lee Jean, honey.
Name belt.
The Jerry Curl.
Word. Jerry Curl. you know, back.
The
back
feather, the girls with the feathered hairdos. Yeah, the DAs, I used to call them. Yep. Remember that.
Back when you used to grind on females and think you was doing something by just grinding.
Well,
Girls were strong as hell.
Dry fucking.
Girls were strong. They wouldn't let you. Remember, girls wouldn't let you unbutton their pants and put your hand in their pants. Yo, y'all were strong as hell.
Man, we were ladies.
Get them pants open. You try to get your pants open? Nah.
Yeah, they don't even wear pants. They just wear lingerie outside, right? In boots.
Yeah.
They just be all open now.
Well, that's what this show was sponsored by. Memory Lane, reminiscing old times.
Bro, do me a favor. Give Forrest my number, man. You know,
Forrest.
Yeah. I've been meaning to, you know, reach out to him, man. You know, catch his show too. All right. So enjoy the show. Listening to you guys.
All right. You be good. I'm gonna listen on Wednesday, Sha.
Yeah. Okay. 7 o'clock. All right. Yeah.
Sha.
Hi.
Yeah.
Do you remember Tracy ever having a big ass?
What?
Yeah.
She said she had a big ass.
I did. See?
I didn't know.
That's it. I'm done.
He slept on it.
No, Tracy,
I think she's younger than me.
Yeah, well, how much? I'm with Sha. I graduated with Sha. But Sha, you know, Sha was, I didn't get wild until after 18 and then, you know, whatever. And,
Hey, Sha, she was bougie, right?
No, I wasn't bougie, actually. I was not.
You was.
So he was not. No, I wasn't. Everybody thought I was. I wasn't bougie. Especially after, wait a minute. I might have been a little bougie in high school. Yeah.
Counted to herself.
Yeah, I might have been. And then, you know. Then I had a reality hit me in my life, and then that was it.
I don't know. I just always thought like you. I thought like you. You know, you was different. Like you was like. I don't know. You just was different in a good way.
Yeah. I mean,
she wasn't like hanging out and stuff like that. So that kind of thing.
That's what I mean. She wasn't like
hung out. Trust me, and it was nothing nice. So I don't like to talk about that. But because everybody thought I was a good girl, I wasn't. No, I wasn't exactly. No, I wasn't. Now let's not paint that picture. No.
I thought you was a good girl. I thought she was a good girl.
You know how it go, man. You start off good.
Phases.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You start off
good.
I have phases.
Yeah. You meet different people, different guys, bring out different things.
Yep.
That's
what happened.
Well, damn it, you should have came up to the Collinwood then.
Well,
me and her pops and her moms were too close, man. I wasn't trying to do it like that. You know?
Nah, he was very respectable. Yeah. Yes, he was. He always was. Yes, sir. I can say that about him. Yes, he was.
It wasn't nothing respectful going on up in that Collinwood, let me tell you.
Well, it's okay. That was his business. I didn't even know y'all was up there. That's going to show you how much I paid attention. I was too busy doing what I was doing with them kids. I had them kids then. If it was in the 90s, I had kids. Two little ones.
He was up there, all right. Yo, let me get off the show before they cut me off. Yo,
okay.
Everybody, yo, for real, I appreciate your love.
Okay.
Next week, we'll
I'll see you next week, too, Mr. Deshaun.
Chiller,
I got something to do this weekend.
All right, you
ladies, tune in.
Tune in on your weekend.
Okay.
COVID is rising. Everybody be safe. COVID is still here. Let me tell you, when you hear me talk or you hear Sheila talk or something, it's nothing wrong with keeping it real. Trust me. It's nothing wrong with being yourself. It's nothing wrong with speaking what's on your mind.
This is true.
You know, you got to keep it real. Side chicks is real. Cheaters is real. Honest women, honest men is real. Prostitution, go-go dancers, all that shit. Everything is real in the world. But let me leave you with this. When my father was dying, he was on hospice. He was dying at home. And I tell people this, and I told he wasn't talking. I said, yo, talk to me. Tell me something. He was dying. And the last words my father ever said to me was, everything that you think means something, in the end, it don't mean shit. And I didn't really know what he meant when he first said it. But see, now years later, I know what he meant. Everything that you think means something don't mean nothing. Like bills, a job, what this person doing, what this person got, arguing with your woman about something you think, accusing your man about something you heard, like. Ingrown pink toenails. What my sister doing? Who doing better than me? Who cheating on this person? Who lying on this person? Yo, all that don't mean nothing. Cause when you die and it's the end, none of that ain't gonna mean shit. So live every day like it's your last day. Do what you wanna do. Love yourself. Keep your heart in your chest. And live, and like I said, live every day like it's your last day. Because we all just passing through. We all got an expiration date. And every time you wake up, you know God still got a purpose for you. But, and remember where you came from. Because you got to know where you've been to know where you're going. Yo, everybody be safe. Peace. We see you next week. Back down memory lane. This was a memory show. This was more than a memory show. The night show.
I stumbled on this photograph. It kind of made me laugh. It took me way back. Down memory lane, I see the happiness, I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane, I see you standing there, such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare, look up there, look up there. The way you help me, no one could tell me. Back down memory lane. Oh, feel the
world.